A major part of Bloomington Normal's healthcare system, elective procedures, will resume this month, but don't expect to see a flood of pent-up surgeries on day one. Elective procedures can resume May 11th under certain conditions. It's a big deal, and not just because patients have been stuck waiting. Those procedures are a major source of revenue for providers and a key part of what keeps healthcare running in McLean County. Here's Dr. Robert M. Lee, president of Gailey Eye Clinic in Bloomington.
You miss that as a physician and surgeon. You miss the interaction with all those people. I love my family and all, but 6 weeks at home is, that's a long time for being at home. And to get out there and get some people seeing better, that'll be a lot of fun.
You might be surprised the range of procedures that have been on hold since COVID-19 hit. At Chalian and Leak Urology in Bloomington, the most urgent cancer patients were addressed during the stay-at-home order. But Vic and Chalian says even intermediate-risk prostate cancer patients saw their surgeries delayed.
Obviously, that's created a little bit of anxiety and stress for those individuals to have their cancer surgeries kind of postponed.
Chalian's practice will slowly start resuming procedures mid-month while largely staying with telemedicine instead of office visits through May. At Vision Point Eye Center in Bloomington, they plan to reopen May 11th and run at about one-third capacity. Dr. Daniel Brownstone says Vision Point has a backlog of around 270 patients waiting for cataract surgery, including the unlucky who already had one eye done and were waiting on the other when that stay-at-home order abruptly took effect.
We're going to just have dedicated days where all we're doing is cataract surgery. So in other words, there's not going to be, patients in there getting their gallbladders done or anything else. They're going to really try and separate everything out so that they can indeed follow the proper protocols to make sure that the patients who are coming in are as safe as they possibly can be.
At Obstetrics and Gynecology Care Associates in Bloomington, most regular exams have been postponed since mid-March without issue. They've also used virtual visits when possible. Dr. Joe Santiago noted that hospitals like OSF St. Joseph and Advocate Broman in Bloomington Normal still have a lot of discretion about which types of procedures they'll allow. Santiago says it's unclear to him exactly when local facilities will fully open for business.
They may or may not decide, to wait a little longer, because I'm keeping track of all the folks that do need to have, interventions. So once we get the okay, we'll be able to start making phone calls.
Indeed, the Illinois Department of Public Health will require hospitals to meet a long list of requirements before resuming procedures, including having enough capacity for beds, ICU units, and ventilators. Each facility is asked to convene a surgical review committee to oversee how elective inpatient cases are prioritized. Another precaution is testing. All facilities must test each patient for COVID-19 within 72 hours of a scheduled procedure. The return of elective procedures also brings a lot of people back to work. There are more than 9,200 people working in healthcare and social assistance jobs here, and some were furloughed and filed for unemployment. Dr. Vic and Chalian managed to avoid that for his 13 employees.
They're all family to me, and a lot of them are single moms, and without this job, they would be unable to put food on the table. It would be difficult for them to put food on the table. So we didn't release anybody. We had never even crossed my mind to release anybody.
For healthcare workers with children who've been off, childcare could be the next challenge. Schools and daycares are still closed. There are only about 10 emergency childcare options available. Here's Dr. Brownstone at Vision Point.
So they really can't come back yet as a result of that.
Vision Point's technicians will spend this week training on cleaning procedures so they're ready to go the week of May 11th.